The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
I don't know what Fatty has. He has some like $2 a month plan or something that he's been grandfathered into. I have no idea. But Fatty has some kind of plan where he does not pay for text messages. Like he does not. Most people have a plan that just includes unlimited text messages. And we don't worry about that shit. We've got unlimited text messages. That's it. Fatty, however, always tells us, and maybe he's just telling us a big old fat lie because he doesn't like to text. Because some people don't like to text. I don't understand because he tweets all the time. So I don't understand the difference between tweeting. It's literally just a different application, but whatever. But he says he does not have a plan that includes text messages. And so he gets charged for every text. That was a thing of the past. Most people choose plans that have unlimited text, and they don't have to worry about that.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
But Fatty has some kind of plan, and we don't worry about that shit.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3131. The BFO for Friday, the 7th of February, 2020, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to try to catch up on voice letters and so-so questions. Yes, baby. Data's Big Fatty, how'd you fuck it up this time? Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. It's going well. Y'all, you're updaters today because y'all, you'll remember back to Hump Day when I told you about the Kohl's coupon, the 30% off if you use your Kohl's charge and, you know, went online and made an order for the VD. You know, using gift 30, y'all, it doesn't start till today. And that's where I made my error. I did not tell you it didn't start until today for right day. And y'all, it's good through the 14th. You know, that's VD. And y'all, I'm just wishing you all a premature VD. And I hope it's happy for you. Big Fatty, you have every way of ruining, we're just making everything vulgar.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Happy birthday. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, this weekend we have not one, but two, I say, chew. Celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, today, the 7th of, yes, Big Fatty, it's the day the coupon starts. It's true, the 7th of February. Y'all, I've met this person on several occasions out there at the Pride 48 and Lost Wages. Y'all, he does the little show with TJ, or it's not on a hiatus. I think it's on a hibernation. Y'all, it's the brain dead little show, and y'all, it is the celebration of exiting the birth canal of the Q Slash. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Q Slash. We do, y'all. One of the nicest people you'll ever meet, y'all, and he's always right there if you need a helping hand. There he is, Big Fatty. You've made that vulgar. No, I don't mean the helping hand with. Well, I mean, anyway. And then, you know, he's out there in the Wenatchee. The Wenatchee. Big Fatty, that just sounds dirty, too. Well, anyway. And, y'all, then the other person, y'all, I met years and years ago at a meet and greet up in the Chicagos. And y'all, it was at a place, and I always forget the name of this place, but it had antlers. It was in Boys Town, and it had antlers on the roof. And, y'all, there was a good group that was there. I know Miss Lauren was scarred by the event. But, y'all, standing over to the side, y'all, I met two of the sweetest people I have ever known. They've been here to the villa. We've been to the good days together. And they've been to Pride 48 down there in Nolens. Yes, Big Fanny, y'all. And this is the two that make up the Tom and the Terry in the Chicago's. Big Fanny, it's not Dinner, is it? No, it's not. It is Terry. Oh, Big Fanny, we love Terry. T Wiggles. Y'all, and he evidently got the name T Wiggles because he walks fast and his butt wiggles. Big Fanny. So, y'all, if you see Q Sledge or T Wiggles on the Twitty or the Face, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal and a big old piece of cake.
Happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
You're hamming it up, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's me, Paul the Shyetty.
Hi.
How you doing? I'm all right. I'm out and about.
Oh.
Well, I'm actually on my way to work.
Oh, work.
I've just changed buses.
Don't know what that is.
Yes, it's much too early in the morning.
Oh, yes.
I really should still be asleep, but alas, I am not.
Oh.
Well, Happy New Year. Had I said that?
Thank you, and to you as well.
What was I going to say?
I don't know.
Yes. I just wanted to announce something.
Okay.
It's, well, you know, it's start of a new year,
uh-huh.
And
yes.
It's time for a change.
Yes.
And no, I'm not pod fading the Shallow podcast.
Unsubscribing?
No, what I'm doing is, well, I'm replacing my iPhone.
Oh, me
yes,
too.
Which possibly
to
you, you know, you might think, oh, so what? What's strange about that? Well, I suppose the reason I'm announcing it is that this particular iPhone
uh-huh.
has recorded pretty much every single message that I've ever sent you.
Oh!
Plus all 300 and something episodes of the Shy Life podcast.
Oh.
Yes, they were all done on this phone.
Oh!
Pretty much. Sometimes I recorded on the internet, sometimes
yeah.
I use my backup recorder.
Yeah.
But mostly the show and these messages that I sent to you have been done on this iPhone for the last 3.5 years.
Lovely.
So, I don't know, I feel kind of sad.
Oh.
But, you know, it is coming to the end of its natural life.
Yes.
I really do need to upgrade. So, well, I just thought I'd share that with you and Poodle. And
lovely.
I just want to say to this particular phone, thank you for all the hard recording that you've done.
Oh.
The hard recording.
He said
no,
hard.
No, we don't think we've done much hard recording,
all
I'm afraid,
that.
But... But anyway, yes. So I'm just sharing this with you. And,
don't show us your heart. Oh, sharing. I'm sorry.
Sometimes it's sad to say goodbye to an old friend. But, well, I don't throw anything away. Well, I do throw something away. But I won't be throwing this phone in the bin. I shall be keeping it as a memento in my Shallow podcast memento box.
I love those mementos.
Yes, I will. Okay, well, I hope your New Year's going well.
Oh, it's lovely.
Obviously, I haven't unsubscribed, so I am...
Oh.
It's a very noisy bus. Be quiet.
Yes.
Trying to talk to Big Fatty Bus.
Oh, yes. Very noisy.
Yes. Obviously, I'm not unsubscribed from the little show, so
you.
I'm still hearing all of your news, and long may it continue.
You probably thought
okay.
I'd forgotten
I'll
about
I'll send you
call.
Another message very soon, but my bus is just coming, so
okay.
I need to go and jump on that.
Oh.
Okay. Goodbye for now.
Bye.
dear. I guess y'all, that, of course, is Paul the Shy Yeti. And, Paul, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And, this, you know, Paul, I had no idea. Had no idea that you recorded all your little shows. Oh, yeah. But you didn't tell us what you were getting. Are you getting the I-11-teen or something else? Big Fatty is very pleased with his 11-teen. Yes, Big Fatty. And, Paul, thank you so much for that. And I think I would enshrine that phone as well. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Scotty Rosie Bailey, and I feel like you've changed the intro to your voice letter machine. Finally now it's telling the truth when it says it could be weeks before it's played. I don't know why when you don't really have any content, but listen, I'm ringing to complain about Adam, Geeky Gay. He said about 4 days ago, P.S. today is Tuesday the 21st of January. He said like 4 days ago that Joey Bukaki was knowing the days of Pride 48 live New Orleans. That day, it's 4 days later, and of course Joey has not decided on the dates. So I'm just ringing to complain and tell you to tell Adam not to promise things he can't keep. And also, by the time you play this on your show, the dates probably will be announced, so ruined.
Yeah, that's it, y'all. That is the little Aussie Battler, and Scotty, thank you so much.
I'm busting to do a poo.
Oh, Big Fatty, he had to go he had to go boom boom. Scotty, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And, you know, Adam, you have to give Adam a little bit of a break, because I believe when he was going to announce when the Pride 48 dates were, that was also the day he was planning to clip his toenails. And I'm not sure which got ignored the most, but as you know, Pride 48 in New Orleans is the 28th through the 30th of August. And the motel discount, $89.99 plus tax and whatever else they add on, it runs from the 26th of August through the 1st of September. And Scotty, and I believe that you have announced that you are unable to attend this year, and we will miss you greatly. I'm happy to let old Cricket Hat know that you are not pleased. Big Fatty, you let him have it.
It's me, Jay, the Hog Cub. Hi, Big Fatty. Hi, Poodle. Hi, Squeaky Kitty. Hi, Squeaky Gentleman Caller. And all the gang. I don't know that I left anybody out of the immediate family. Anyway, I am calling just to say hi, and also I have a question, so cue the music.
It's February So-So Question Month. It's February So-So Question Month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call, comment, or email the BFO with a So-So Question for that Peter G. and Kathy Marshall's contest in February. Because we're tired of the good questions and we're ready for the mediocre ones. It's February So-So Question Month. Come on, do something. Get off your ass.
As you know, or I've said earlier, I am listening back through all the old BFOs. And just recently I hit episode number, I think it was 51. So I'm still quite early on. My question is, back in the early days, Eric the Southern Boy was mentioned quite often, and even had an episode of The Gays, at least one, as far as I know so far. But he's a name I never hear about anymore, and I'm not familiar with him. I think he was living in New York at this point when you were chatting with him or whatever. But I wonder if you ever know what became of him, because he's not a name I hear mentioned anymore. So that's my question. I'm enjoying the episodes, especially all that lovely memory lane music. Anyway, have a good day, and thank you for calling. Goodbye.
Yeah, I got to see y'all that, of course. Oh, first of all, y'all, that was Digger. That was Digger with that totally original, yes, Big Fatty, very uninspiring bumper. It's true. And but Digger, thank you nonetheless for a half-assed try. And anyway, Haunt Cub, thank you so much for the call. Now, y'all, this call came in prior to So-So Question Month. However, I am glad that I am just now getting around to playing it, because if ever there was a so-so question, this is it. Because, you know, y'all, no one should have to go back and listen to the old episodes of the new show. Big Fatty, maybe it's part of his parole. It could be. But anyway, Haunt Cub, thank you for the question anyway. Eric the Southern Boy, he used to do the little show Confessions of a Southern Boy in Yankee Land, and he is the one. His claim to fame, and this is why it's such a so-so question. His claim to fame is that he told Big Fatty about this voice actor who lived in Walnut Hills that did a little show that he thought that I might just enjoy listening to. Big Fatty, I'm not familiar with that little show. Well, it's faded from memory. But Jay, thank you so much for that. And but that's why Eric the Southern Boy, that's his claim to fame, and he is still around on the Twitty. I think he's something like Esoteric, you know, with E-R-I-C for esoteric or something like that. On the Twitty, and he's still living in New York. And I know he had a puppy dog, and I know he had a husband or a boyfriend. I don't know if he still has either one of those. But I think his puppy dog was a pug or something like that. Big Fatty, how do you remember this shit? Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I've been meaning to tell you this since back last weekend, but y'all, this past Sunday on the tooth, you know, the start of the 13th year, yes, Big Fatty, that day that you fucked it up. Oh, well, that's most every day. Y'all, that was Ground Frog's Day, and y'all, the weather rat was so excited you would have thought that he was going to be popping his head out of a hole. Hey, Vulgar! But y'all, I'm happy to say that Nobla's Cove, or Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar too. Y'all, the groundhog did not see his shadow, and therefore we can expect an early spring, Big Fatty, except it's cold as a witch's you-know-what. Well, it's, you know, that just goes to show you, whether you're a weather rat or a groundhog, half the time you're going to get it wrong, and you got a 50% chance. Oh, Dick, I see y'all. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all, I am over in Hatlanta, as you know, and y'all, we are clearing out the Hat Cave. All of the furnishings and everything is going to be gone. Y'all, I'm staying over there. My bed got sold in the sale, but the estate sale. So I'm sleeping on the settee, as they say. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard old Crooked Hat himself. And Adam, just out of curiosity, what do you think about Big Fatty doing his trip over to Hatlanta?
But Fatty has some kind of plan, and we don't worry about that shit.
Oh, well, how dare you, sir? How dare you?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.